Everybody, I'd like to welcome you to Twilight Podcast, where we talk everything about Edward and Bella.
All right.
No, it's A-Squad, fools.
Let's talk about glitter vampires. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And she werewolves.
We're back. Tonight we're going to be talking about movies. We decided to take it to the movies. This week's going to be a big week. Gears of War is coming out. God of War is coming out. We didn't want to just speculate on those two huge games, so we were going to save them till next week. There's no point in speculating on them now when we're just going to review the shit out. I mean, we're all going to play it. So.
Do you still want to go through it together?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm totally down for the campaign
mode. You guys got to hold hands.
Well, I mean,
if Baird and Cole end up holding hands, I guess.
Do you want to go through it together, bro?
Right. Ryze can sit in my lap. I need my left and right hand to play the game.
Till the end. Brothers till the end.
I've literally had the last years in my closet, like the entire time collecting dust.
Toshu, you're not allowed to talk until I introduce you.
No, and you went through the game, though.
And with that, I would like to introduce
like 5 minutes,
our new guest.
What's my name? a good day to die.
There you go.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. It was just random.
Yeah?
Random.
Not a certain movie that we all know about?
Yeah, that movie got like a 13 on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way.
Okay.
Like 13, that's exceptionally terrible.
Isn't it Bond?
No, that's the new Die Hard, bro.
Oh, that's what the new one's fucking called? A Good Day? I thought it was Die Hard 4.
Nah,
or 5.
5, 7, it's terrible.
Good you day came. I know you had that name before the movie, though, right?
I had it for, I think I might have got it from like a Warcraft thing. Like, you know, it's like A Good Day to Die or something like that.
I'm saying, do you think the movie bit it off you?
No, dude. They were just like, let's play this off of a Die Hard reference.
I know you got 27 at the end of the number. Does the number have any significance?
Yeah, well, I was 27 when I made it. You know, like everybody's stupid.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people do that. We're going to go into... Well, first off, what do you predominantly play? Xbox, PlayStation,
yeah,
Wii?
Xbox. You know, a lot of Call of Duty recently.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's playing it.
What's your predominant system?
Xbox.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nobody plays PS3, bro.
No, no one does.
they play PS3, but not in multiplayer.
No, it's not really.
You don't play it, period. Like,
what kind of games do
you I'll be playing the shit out of my PlayStation 3 this week.
Why?
Because Kratos has a vengeance.
Nah, whatever.
You like those games, right?
The last one ended so terrible, though. They were like, we need to make Kratos more like likable because everyone hates him right now.
They did try and ground him out a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's so fucking
vicious.
Did you
play that last game?
Yeah.
I only played 1 and 2.
It ends terrible. It's like you literally hate Kratos at the end of it.
It was.
You do. Tell me you don't hate him. You're like, oh, good, he's dead.
He's not like a super. He's not like a super badass at the end.
He gets
a little whiny.
No, all right. What about that scene where he just kills that chick for no reason?
That sounds good to
right,
me.
Right. That's every scene.
No, he just totally just kills a chick for no reason.
Sounds about right.
Was it Stefan? Aren't you also an avid PC gamer?
Yeah, I mean, I play PCs, but you know, my PC sucks. I've been playing a lot of RPGs on Xbox.
See, that's my big problem with PC games is that it takes too many updates on the fucking games, like flashcards and
Isn't
sound.
StarCraft coming out this week?
It's coming out. Actually, I think you're right.
Yeah, like this week. That's like a big one you didn't mention.
But that's not a blip on my radar with the two GOWs coming out.
Gears of War, God of War.
I mean, StarCraft's a pretty big game, bro.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be taking a back burner until I'm done with the two GOWs.
You're lying about that. You're not even going to play it because as soon as you're done with both of those, you're going back to Call of Duty.
The back burner is...
maps out, there'll be new zombies out. You're not going to
Actually, there is a new map pack out at the end of the month, I think.
Oh, man.
They just came out with a new Halo map pack. I know nobody plays that. But...
Halo? I actually like Halo.
Halo has a half-life for me now. Like, it's getting shorter and shorter. I play it maybe a month. And then
you used to be
all
about that shit.
I mean,
you played the fuck out of Halo 3.
I played the
that one was terrible
The first three I did, and then it started slipping, and then Reach came out.
Reach was terrible, but like the new one's pretty good. I mean, if you
I actually liked four. Yeah, four was I hadn't played one really since two. I played three, and I didn't like it that much.
You know what my big beef with, and hopefully it's not going to happen in Gears of War. I'm trying not to be pessimistic about it. All these games are trying to make themselves a little more like Call of Duty, and they're losing what they were.
No, you definitely needed a run in Halo. Like, that was a must. Like, I was sick of
The run, yeah, but I mean, the classes and stuff, I hope they didn't Call of Duty up Gears too much.
Yeah, the classes was fucking stupid, man.
Even if you look, like, in Reach, even, like, they started adding, like, assassinations and things. They were making it just like Gears. Halo, you know, like, Microsoft itself, it wants to buy into whatever's good at the time. And at the time, Gears was good, So, like, let's add assassinations. And then Call of Duty lifted off. So, like, oh, let's do drops now and let's do classes.
I think it's more the developers need to just focus straight ahead and stop looking left and right at other developers on what they're doing.
Well, just like anything, if they do change it, all your guys can there'll be a group of people will be like, oh, why'd you change it? It was perfect the way it was. And if you don't change it, you'd be like, what am I buying the new one for? You guys didn't change it.
Somehow Call of Duty gets by without ever having a problem with that.
Because there's so many options. There's like every, there's prestige modes. And, so that once you get to 55, it's not like you're always at 55. You want to do that bullshit. There's so many different guns,
dude,
and perks.
They go Black Ops, like, back in time, 1960s, and it's fucking awesome.
Well, Call of Duty.
And then they do the futuristic shit with Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 3. Like, well, that
Call of Duty has
cool
two
too.
Different.
Developers,
so it stays a little fresh like that. I'll tell you this, Black Ops 3 needs to hit a little harder. Even this
one, I think
one's
it should go back to like World War 2.
I need to see another World War 2 one. Those were my favorite
ones. You
would
have Raiders,
bro.
So many complaints about that.
I would never, I don't think you would have a single complaint.
Yo, I was
about
having
that.
This conversation with my buddy the other day. I do not remember Modern Warfare 3 at all. Like, I don't think I even played it.
I didn't play it.
I played the hell out of it, yeah.
I played a little bit.
Why
does
I feel like nobody played that goddamn game?
I haven't played the story mode of the last two. I go right into multiplayer.
I'm talking about like multiplayer in general. I was talking about, like, wasn't that the one with the airport? My buddy's like, no, it wasn't. That was Modern Warfare 2.
There was an airport,
like,
in there.
Was there?
Was there? Yeah.
I don't know, man. The one with the mansion is the one
with the airport and the fucking ski lodge. No, it wasn't Modern Warfare 2, Stephen.
That's what I'm thinking. I was like, it's Modern Warfare 2. It's like, nah, bro.
Yo, I mean, that game did get skipped over. It wasn't that great. It was like, there was some cool shit that they put in there, but
they're all starting
just
to blend in a little bit.
They really
for
are.
Me.
I was thinking like Modern Warfare 2, and I was totally talking about Call of Duty 4, and I was like, Jesus, that game is like ancient.
Well, Call of Duty doesn't necessarily need a new release every year, whether it be from Treyarch
but
or
they
Infinity
have one.
But yeah, but it's not a game that needs an update every year. They should have, like, realistically, they should do a zombies one, and then they should do the Call of Duty.
I would still play Black Ops to this day. Black Ops was great.
Yeah, Black Ops was good. Talk about playing. Why don't we dive into what we're playing now so we can get to the movies? And then I'll do the brief news, but whatever. What are you playing right now, Bonerman?
Same shit, bro. Call of Duty. Actually, I played a little bit of the UFC game.
How was that?
Beat some motherfuckers up. It was good.
At Chubbuck's house?
Yeah, at the 333. Yeah. Beat some fools up. Got beat up. Yeah, that game's fun.
Did those change at all, those UFC games?
I think it, like,
is this a roster?
It gets like a little bit more in depth. The roster always changes.
Yeah.
And like gets a little bit more in depth with like the grappling and the ground game and stuff like that, but yeah.
To me, they're a little step up above the boxing games, but I've never been crazy about the one-on-one fighters.
I like the UFC game more than I like the boxing game.
Right.
I like the ground
game.
Saying. Like, I like choking motherfuckers out, putting them to sleep, just shh.
Petting their head. It's going to be okay.
Good.
It's going to be
You're
okay.
Right. You're right.
What are you playing, A Good Day to Die?
It's funny. I feel like as I've gotten older, it's so much harder to, like, just finish out games. Like, I started Assassin's Creed, and, like, I heard all the great reviews. And I was just playing as that main character, Nathan, in the start of it. And I've had people ruin the game for me since, but it's just so
You're still Nathan?
Yeah, I'm still Nathan. Right. It's so much of a pain in the ass just to get through the game. And it's like, I always want to do everything in the game, so as I'm going through it, it's like, oh, let's get, you know, the books.
Didn't you take a peek at, like, I'll say this. My brother Full Metal, he borrowed it after I beat it, and he was totally shocked about not being Nathan through. I don't think I'm ruining it for anyone, but you're not Nathan through the entire game.
That happens in like the first hour and a half of gameplay.
I know, but he was like, he almost gave up because he didn't like.
So boring, yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah, it's not like Red Dead Redemption where you're just like ruining the end of the game.
Yeah, right. Well, John Matt's at the end.
Yeah, you switch characters.
Well, anyway, I was like, dude, you didn't look at the cover of the box and notice that you were an Indian man?
Yeah.
He's like, nah, that hood threw me off.
But it's just like, these games are so packed with stuff. It's like, there's just no way to get through a lot of these games. Like, I haven't played, like I said earlier, I haven't finished Gears of War at all.
That's a quick playthrough.
I love Halo forever. I got through half the campaign on that.
I stopped caring about the story modes.
But I'm saying, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these recent games, like, people.
You never got through Gears 3?
Nah.
That was a quick one. It only took
and
like
I heard
4 or 5 hours.
That was really good, too. It's just, fuck it.
I think.
Gears 3, you can beat in one day.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
It's like 4 or 5 hours.
If you know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You could, but.
Bro, I played GTA 4 probably for like
so much
20
it.
Hours.
Yeah,
like, just
so
throughout, I would just like get stoned during the day, like, pop it on.
But you can actually sit there after the missions and just pop it on just
but
to
I'm saying
run
I played
around.
It for like a year and a half, probably. That was the only game I ever like was putting in my PS3. And I'd never 100% of that. Like,
I still ride around in Red Dead, and I have nothing left in Red Dead.
I mean,
just
Red
ride
Dead
my
was
horse kinda, around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Red Dead was sweet, though. You had to get the hunts and shit like that. But like I'm saying, Grand Theft Auto, I couldn't find all the jumps. Like, you had to look some of that shit up. I wasn't going to look.
Oh, no, no. I wasn't about the jumps in Grand Theft Auto ever.
I mean, like, I would find some of them by dumb luck, but like almost never.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they released these games, it's like, so, you know, Assassin's Creed, the new one, is already coming out. And like the last one just came out 4 months ago.
It's coming out in November.
It's not, right, yeah.
They already have a commercial for it. It's like, well, what if I didn't beat this one yet? Like, why are you telling me about this guy already?
It has no direct correlation with that.
Yeah, it does. It's like his grandfather.
But I'm saying with that story, with that particular story, it doesn't ruin anything for that story.
It does. It tells you why a certain character becomes the way they do.
No, first of all,
it does.
Ezio was never mentioned in this one.
No, it's not. I'm talking about Nathan.
Right.
It tells you kind of why he becomes what he does.
No.
This is what I've been told.
This is prequel.
This is his father.
Oh, Black Flag is a prequel?
It's like 1717.
Yeah, oh, I haven't even heard about that.
It tells you the reason why he becomes what he becomes, Nathan.
Why he becomes a Templar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you just ruined it for anybody who hasn't played it, but...
No, that's, again, the first hour game.
Again, it's the first hour of a three-month-old game.
But the point is, though, it's like, all right, so let's say I haven't really played it that much. It only came out 3 months ago. You're going to ruin this for me? Like, on the commercial already?
The gameplay is good enough to play the game. Like, I could play that game all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you haven't played that game yet, it's because you're a cheapo and you didn't buy it, so... Yeah.
Speaking of what you're playing all day, what are you playing?
Oh, me? I actually... I had a date with a girlfriend, and we ended up beating, what's that game, Little Big Planet 2, finally.
Like 3 years ago.
2 years ago. Well, it was just one of those games that, like, every time I would take, like, 2 month breaks in between them, and every time I popped on, it would be, like, a 45-minute download for it, and, like, it would kind of kill, like...
One of those games, you mean a PlayStation 3 game,
yeah,
right?
Any stock PS3 game. But, yeah, so it just took us a while, but I ended up finishing that, and, you know, just like with, what's-his-face, Bonnerman said... You know, NBA 2K and a little bit of Call of Duty
some
in there.
COD.
Yeah.
All right, well,
smacking up some zombies.
I'll let you know what I've been playing. I did go and buy Skyrim on the...
takes forever.
That sounds like a gay porno. I'm not even going to lie. It sounds
it
like
could
a,
be. I mean, it could definitely be turned into it
the
if somebody wanted to go that way.
Gays.
But on the suggestion of Max Barracuda in last week's Seventh Fear, I am not good with these... Diesel door names or like those Lord of the Ring type epic. I get very confused with the names and the races and like I just do. I always have, and it's just too slow for me.
The graphics are just insane though. Like,
they look good. It's just too much. I mean, you change weapons constantly. You got to keep on top of your magic. You got to keep on top of your. It's too much.
It is really impact. Yeah.
I mean, it really you really have to put some time into this game.
See, I don't like games like that. I want to just casually pop it on, go through a little bit. Like, I don't like games that are just more epic than $65.
Yeah, but that's the point, though. You're getting your money's worth for $65.
Well, most of my money goes into multiplayer. Like,
I just feel like I didn't connect with the character enough. These games where the character really doesn't have a name and he doesn't talk.
I like
are a little
disconnected. Not connecting with my character. I like my character not even having a name or fucking face when I die in Call of Duty.
Well, I guess it's all preference.
He's just a guy with a shield and a shotgun.
Another game I picked up was Tomb Raider. I picked up the new Tomb Raider and I've been playing that.
Is that any good?
It's amazing.
It said 4 out of 5s and 5 out of 5s.
It's amazing. It's an amazing game. It's a prequel. So yeah. It's Lara Croft's first adventure.
She's had a billion.
Right. Well, not in this game. She's had zero.
She's an adventurer.
Right. Yeah. But
she still got the big knockers?
No, she's a slimmed down, 18-year-old. 18-year-old.
18-year-old Lara Croft doesn't have big knockers?
Not to the extent of
I don't buy
Tomb
it.
Raider 1. Did. I mean,
have,
like...
Would you have boob job?
Oh, man. That's the real stuff.
Could have happened.
At the end of the game, she goes to the doctor.
There could have been more...
Get some big titties put in.
Development, I guess, as she grew.
Yo, she had to buy she had to wait until her first adventure was over until she cashed out, and then she could buy the boobs.
I guess.
She bought perfect titties.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes.
But the game is... incredible. I mean, like, you get to see her, like, kill her first person and, like, freak out that she killed. And
is that why you only fight animals for the rest of the game series?
No, dude. You put the hot murder on. I'm at least 200 dead guys.
What I'm saying is that she's never fought anybody, right? Like, every time I ever played one of those games, I was fighting hawks.
She's taking on a whole island this time.
It was like you were in Red Dead Redemption, but you never got to play the rest of the game. You're just out in the fucking wilderness hunting shit. Like.
I can't tell you how many times I've been stuck out in the fucking desert in Red Dead Redemption and just shot hawks down for like 15 straight minutes until somebody passed
she's
by the horse.
How far did you get in it?
I'm 26% done.
So about a quarter away? That.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And would you buy the next one?
Oh, yeah. If it's anything like this, I'm definitely going to buy it midnight release. The game's awesome. They took a lot from Uncharted. Yeah. You're almost like a female Nathan Drake, but you run around. You got numerous guns now, bow and arrows. The bow and arrows, of course, like I said, always my favorite feature in any game because it's silent. Combos, you can hit people in the head with your pickaxe and climb at the same time. This is a badass Lara Croft.
Is it free roaming?
No, it's a little more. It's like Uncharted. It's kind of...
So it's structured and boring.
No, it's not structured to the point where you have to go forward.
I like the free roaming. Like, I mean, we're at the point where it's like, you know, if I want to screw around, I want to screw around. Like, I mean, I think that all right, look, I honestly think that this whole tile set was made by Prince of Persia. Those games are incredible. And, like, speaking of which, I'd love to see another one of those. But, like, that was, like, you know, where Assassin's Creed comes from and all these kinds of games that just really don't equal up to your Assassin's Creeds and your Prince of Persias.
No, this one's on par with them. I didn't mean it's particularly
way better than Prince of Persia.
Dude, Prince of
I didn't mean it's
like
particularly linear. You know, like, I mean, you can go. You're encouraged to go back. You're encouraged to go back into the levels and stuff. And it's not so much linear. I mean, you can go three different ways. You can climb. My big deal with these games now, as opposed to like let's say Skyrim, is when I run at a boulder, I want to be able to climb up it. I don't want to just have to hop at it and find another stupid way to run up. Skyrim doesn't have that. And that really turned me off to the game immediately when I'm trying to climb up and I got to run all the way around and find a path to go up this hill. I mean, it's basically like a hill. So I really need to see some movement mechanics in these games. Which
and, like, what's on top of that hill? You probably didn't want to be up there that bad.
No, but you're just trying to run forward towards your icon and you got to weave in and out of this. I mean, like a tree stump gets you all right, stumped,
but it's still,
basically.
It's like, still different,
like, you
though.
Can't run around it.
You're just looking at the advancement of these games, like the side-scroller. Like, you know, you have God of War, which is just – these are just takeoffs of the side-scroller. Like Mario, these are just the advancement of that.
The platform game?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the platform game is
God of War is a hack and slash.
Right.
Yeah, but it's still the advancement of, like, you know, Assassin's Creed, Prince of Persia.
It's a linear story.
But like exactly, Assassin's Creed is even one step further because that's what makes that game fantastic.
Creed is not linear at all.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying.
It's sandbox.
It's sandbox.
It's definitely sandbox.
Which makes that
sandbox
me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying the linear storylines are kind of boring to me because it's just like, you know, I want to have a little bit more things to do if I don't want to just do that.
I like the hack and slash though, man. Like they've always been fun. Even
if you go
kid,
in
yeah.
knowing it's a hack and slash, I
it's
mean,
God of War. Like yeah. you can't expect to throw more than 4 button combos.
Like I was saying before, what I'd really love to see in God of War real fast is I would love to see God of War go after other gods, like Ra, the sun god of Egypt, just go over there and start
like other
deities.
Yeah, other well, not just Greek ones. You're saying like
yeah, yeah. I'd like to see him
or like
go
the
all
Indian gods.
Val was yeah. it like Thor and
Shiva.
Fucking
Zero, yeah,
man.
Thor and Odin,
Kali.
I'd like to see him just
From
lead
Indiana
over.
Jones? Was it is that the fucking Hindu one?
Yeah.
Oh no, no, man. Not actual. Well, I don't
Jesus
know.
Jesus Christ.
Let's not get into
down.
It. No, I don't. I didn't want to go that way.
Well, Jesus Christ isn't a god. He's like.
What are you talking about? This is.
No, he's like. He's like Perseus. He's part god.
That's not gonna. This is video games. Let's not talk about theology.
Yeah, I didn't really want to go that way. I'd like to see him murder Percy Jackson. I'd like to see him fight Percy Jackson. Anyway, I guess we'll get into the news now, real fast. I see good day today. I really like the news.
I like Huey Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Everyone does. anyway, last week on the show, people might remember that I said that Xbox 360, or rather the 720, or what are they calling it now?
Durango.
Is going to need a... They might possibly rather tap an old game, since, of course, Gears of War and Halo aren't going to be able to come out first right out of the gate. And it looks like they are. It looks like Thief's coming back. Does anyone remember Thief?
I thought that was coming out 360.
Negative.
No, this Thief's coming out new gen.
I saw the previews for it. It's like basically Assassin's Creed, but
in medieval times.
With a giant fox. I'm thinking of what the heck is that name?
Sly Cooper.
Yeah.
It's a PlayStation game.
Yeah.
We actually talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, Thief was almost like a Splinter Cell type Tom Clancy.
Yeah, we sneak up on people and like kill them.
You go into their castle and you steal something, you know?
Never even heard of it.
No, I watched the preview for it. I mean, you just basically steal stuff, right?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, you could describe it as a...
Do you remember that game, Bully?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, that game was mad fun. So maybe Thief... Maybe there's some...
That has nothing to do with Thief.
No, but a game about bullying...
Bully is more close to Harry Potter than it is... It's got nothing to do with Thief.
Bully's fun. So you guys remember Pac-Man? It was great.
Man, Bully was fun. So any game could really be fun in general.
You're saying this is a game about going around and stealing stuff. Sounds like... A game about going around bullying.
I didn't play Bully. Was there like a side mission about... No, you don't roll up to their castle and like purple nurple them to shit. I mean, like, you sneak in. Splinter. It's like Splinter Cell and Assassin's Creed combined. It sounds awesomer that way than it actually was. But it could... It definitely was one of those games I said that has potential for a reboot. I'm looking forward to it.
You should have stuck with it. It was modern day people sneaking in windows because I like that.
No, I'd rather be a crackhead stealing car stereos.
Just what, like you're climbing a window, snatching your people out?
Like,
yeah, but then how do you explain the 3 days of binge smoking crack until you're out of money?
No, power-ups. Like you could jump to higher windows and break like harder objects, run faster from the PONOC.
Sounds until weird. You're like eventually like the goat.
No,
like,
until you get, I guess, until you die.
Until your heart pops.
Until you get arrested.
I guess. Game I guess over. There could be a meter whether your heart was going too fast.
Oh no, the slammer is just a reset.
Slammer is just a reset. Yeah, you spend just, 5 years in jail, come out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then you go into jail mode.
Like the old Genesis Spider-Man game where you punch the guard and roll out.
Yeah, bro.
Anyone remember that time Spider-Man game? Yeah. That was probably still my favorite Spider-Man game. Just because the impact it had on me. Though.
That X-Men game with Spider-Man in it, that was completely like X-Men.
That was probably my least favorite Spider-Man game.
The Arcade's Revenge.
Like with Spider-Man randomly in it.
That was a gay one. That was terrible.
Well, anyway, not that much about Thief is out, so I'm not going to get into it. Again, I wanted to get into movies, and we're spending too much time on video games, as we always do.
Yes.
Deadpool trailer. Anyone see it?
Yeah, it looks awesome. He breaks the third wall constantly in it. He's quippy. And at the end, he says, suck it, Wolverine.
It looks pretty linear, though. Am I right?
It's probably got a ward. You probably just zip through it, and it's not up sandbox. It's like... You basically you go through the path. There's a bunch of cool shit you can do.
You know Deadpool, you're just going to be murking people.
Oh, that's what he does. He's fucking... Yeah. It's going to be fun. Like, it looks
really
fun.
It's
probably
going to be pretty fun. It's going to be God of War.
There wasn't a lot of gameplay in the trailer, I'll say that.
I'm going to throw right now that that's probably going to be the best Marvel game ever.
It's not really
no.
a fair challenge.
No way. Definitely. No way.
What?
It's not like a tough challenge. Like, most of them are terrible.
Those Marvel Universe games are really good.
Whatever. All the Marvel Universe games are probably going to crap on that game.
That game looks awesome. That game legitimately looks good.
Nah, dude, Marvel doesn't make good
It looks
video
like
games.
Your regular like Splatterhouse or whatever like kind of
Splatterhouse was good though.
Around. Yeah, but it wasn't better than the Marvel Universe games.
Yeah, it was. Splatterhouse was I had a lot more fun playing that than
We're going to have to agree that you're wrong.
No, I mean the only thing that Marvel Universe had on Splatterhouse was that you could play four people.
Well, also it was like a 9 out of 10 as Splatterhouse was like a
just because someone got Reed Alone doesn't mean it's not
that's
fucking
that's
super
a Rise
fun.
Like Phoenix rating. That's not that's not an Igan.
So well, basically, you're saying that's an illegitimate rating.
I saw
that's the most legit rating on this podcast.
I saw that. What's his face? The game has Domino in it, and that's like the only game Domino's ever been in. So
I'm are we talking about?
She's such a throwaway character.
Yeah, I'm talking about
the one with
Deadpool.
The chick with the face.
Oh, I didn't catch her in there. I saw Cable. And I know
another throwaway character.
Cable's awesome. Well, that was like your favorite character. You had like little foam T-shirts of Cable when you were a kid. How are you going to say that's a throwaway character?
He took because he become one. Like
I got to say
he
this.
He wasn't back then.
He wasn't. Like, he had all the lithograph cover comics, and he was like the shit back in the day. And now he's just like, oh yeah, this dude.
He had a reboot in the Deadpool series that was awesome.
Him and Deadpool
spliced.
I wouldn't go that far. With
jeans
awesome,
and,
but I mean,
it was awesome.
What it was.
He was cool. I liked him.
I mean, yeah, he was cool. He's been all whatever.
Well, whatever. We just took a peek at the trailer. It It looks funny as hell. I'll say that. It looks fun. I'm not going to spend $65 on it. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, tops.
I'll fucking buy that. That looks awesome.
All right. So maybe I'll rent it from you. another big one, Respawn Studios will be unveiling their first game since their split with Infinity Ward.
What's it going to be?
They don't know. We don't know. E3, we're going to check it out. For those who don't know, Respawn Studios is the new studio that was made by the two CEOs that were unceremoniously dumped from Infinity Ward for being too good, I think.
I wonder what they're going to come out with, man.
There are conflicting stories on why they got dumped. Infinity Ward says that they were planning on leaving anyway, and that's why they got dumped. And they say that Infinity Ward owed them a ton of money, and just they did settle out of court though. So I got
to side
with
two companies or two people.
Two people left Infinity Ward after Modern Warfare 3 was made.
Don't they keep doing this though? Like Activision, they just keep throwing their like staff out. They're like, oh man, you made us money. Now you want more money? Nah, get the fuck out.
From what they said, they had clauses in their contracts that were breached, and that's why they sued.
Activision is evil.
If they were still part of the staff, if I remember this happened like last year, 2 years ago. If they were still part of the staff, they got a certain percentage of the game, so they figured it would be easier to fire them and pay them off since they knew the game was going to be huge.
Yeah.
That's what they say. You never know which one's going to be right. Yeah, it's probably a mixture of both. I guarantee you they were probably shopping around to start their own company at that point.
Yeah.
All right. That's really all it is. I'm excited about it.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's going to be a war game.
It's got to be. I would think so. You got to think it's got to be like Call of Duty-esque.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be more like the game Fez. It's just like a nice little fucking platform game where no one dies.
Nice.
It's like Mario Kart.
Nice. Yeah, that would be awesome.
It's too aggressive.
A lot of these producers leave their companies, they don't amount to shit. Like, I can't, like, Peter Molyneux, when, like, he left whatever company it was in the 90s.
Didn't
like,
Cliffy B leave whatever company he was in and start...
He left Epic.
Before he left Epic, he was in a part of another company.
He made Jazz Jackrabbit before Gears. So, like, I mean, like, no, that was a home run for Cliffy B.
No, I thought he was, like, a part of, like a Midway or Agatha or something like that, and then he left and created Epic.
Yeah, I remember that, but, like, he wasn't, like, a big part. I mean, like, it's not like he was the CEO of the company.
He was a developer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, I mean, he was living off those Jazz Jackrabbit carrots, but, like, how long could that be?
That's, like, 79 cent burritos. Yeah. 7-11.
A lot of Taco Bell.
Right. You still waiting online at Taco Bell like the rest of us. PETA cries foul for Assassin's Creed Black Flag depicting whaling.
I can't wait to kill some whales.
Yeah, I'm strictly going to kill whales.
It's history. I mean, it's history at this point, right?
I'm gonna
PETA needs to get a life.
Except for in Japan, where they still eat whales.
Well, it's recent history in Japan, like yesterday.
All right. Like, why don't we talk about more countries we can't control?
Yeah, I know.
Fucking, you ever watch?
I can't tell the Japanese what they could eat.
Bro, what about...
Like,
don't
eat rats.
You see the movie Ong Bak, bro? They fucking go in that restaurant and they're eating, like, everything. They have that elephant in a cage about to eat that shit. They have scorpions they're eating.
Yeah, but that was like a one-time elephant meal, right? Like, was that the point? Like, this guy had to get his elephant?
Like, I feed you for 3 months. If you buy the elephant, you got leftovers for, like, a year.
That's not something on the menu. Like, let me get the elephant.
Yeah, if you go in there and you get the elephant... Get the elephant steak.
Yeah,
you're getting leftovers for at least like a year. Could be
yeah, but
the
this
village.
Is, I mean,
imagine a porterhouse from them, huh?
What does PETA want us to do? Pretend whaling didn't happen? I mean, like
PETA's stupid.
No, I mean it's not. It's not stupid. I'm not gonna say
they
it's
are stupid.
Stupid. I'm not gonna say it's stupid. Like
you're not
totally.
It is stupid.
You'll say it's stupid.
Fucking go protest Kentucky Fried Chicken's factory. Like fucking the video game. Like
oh, they're stupid in this one instance. Yeah,
wait, as an organization
watching over like the animals in the movies. And
did
the
they
ever, like,
actually
and testing and
kill whales in order to get like the fucking you know graphics down? Maybe that's what they're protesting.
They put the little stickies on the whale and then spear
yeah.
the shit out of
that I can't condone.
Maybe that's what they did.
I can't get on board with that. That's not
cool. Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's not cool.
They threw
a bunch of those little things down the fucking blowhole, so when it spit out, it got the real effect.
I'm not done with that.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. It's really fucked up.
Let's move into the movies.
Didn't care what Connor was doing in the game before that, where you just murking everything in the woods?
No,
you sell them first.
I don't think PETA can touch Native Americans killing things. I think that's just like,
what about
they
fucking,
don't even go there.
What about John Marsden, bro? He was fucking murdering everything in the desert.
No one touches John Marsden.
I killed everything too.
No one touches John
Marsden. Dogs didn't run past my path without dying.
Oh yeah, all right, all right. I guess the whole posse the could touch him.
Service totally touched John Marsden.
Nice.
It touched him up nice with a couple of rifles.
In that game, you were basically selling furs. And you'd kill the fucking animal. And
I was actually selling many a fur.
That was a waste of time.
That was a good racket.
You guys totally wasted your lives doing that shit.
Yeah, like, I was dealing furs on the street corner.
Go out, shoot some dude in the face, and take his shit. Like, that was the end of
his shit was not nearly as precious as like a wolf pelt. You got like a pack of wolves. That's like fucking more money than any guy was carrying.
Yeah, you should have been able to steal a guy's clothes and sell them or something.
Yeah, those
you want some rank clothes from a cowboy?
That.
No.
No, you get some rich sucker, though, with the fancy clothes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A fancy gent?
Yeah.
He's coming out of like a horse and buggy.
You should
little
at least be
clothes.
Selling his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a high commodity back then.
Yo, you want to buy shoes? I only got one pair in the size 9. You want them? You got blood on them.
Yes, sir.
He's fancy.
Oh, that blood. Why went up?
Anyway, video game movies. Why do they suck so bad?
Well,
they usually stray far away from the initial story of the game.
Do you think that's it?
Like, why do you want to watch a movie of a game that you just played?
Ultimately, they suck because the studios that get the movies don't respect the fact that they came from a video game, and then they use their brainiacs to make it more marketable and add characters and different story plots.
And rush that shit out.
Like, what part of Super Mario Brothers screamed movie?
It had John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, but like, what part of that story?
That's like the worst movie of all time.
Screamed
by the way.
Movie. Like,
it wasn't the least. It wasn't the least money.
Yeah, but like, all right, but no. But you know what? The comic book movies suck forever too. It's just it's all
they
about
rock
how it's done.
Now, I mean,
yeah, but it's all about how it's done. It's like if you're gonna rush
like
it out.
I like the old Batmans too. I can't say that.
The '80s.
Watch the new
'80s Superman
now,
was
the
was
first.
Better.
The first Burton Batman was really good. Still.
If you watch
the Adam
right
West
now, though,
Batman movie, was awesome.
Campy.
He had the goofiest Batman ever, bro. He had like anti-Ferris wheel spray
when he was running along with that giant bomb.
Anti-Ferris wheel spray,
bro. He would went to go dump it over the side of the water and the little ducks, and he's like, oh no, sometimes you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Have you ever seen
it? Yeah, but that's the way Batman was in the '70s or sixties.
That was his show. He's all campy.
That's just the way Batman was. Like he got goofy.
It's just like a holy rusted metal, like all that shit.
That was Robin.
That was Robin.
Yeah. He's still kicking ass though. He was like, kablow! Pow!
No, those are too aggressive. They
Bam!
Were like,
yeah,
they're like, movie.
Yeah,
like, no way. It was like slap.
I think slap was around. I think slap was in it.
Poop.
There was definitely a bow and a bam.
Definitely a bow
and probably a slam.
But like, you know, Zelda's one of the bigger franchises, and they never tried to make a movie out of that. It's just, you know,
it's too epic to. Where do you
Mario
start?
Mario isn't. Like,
no, I don't see why.
That?
I don't see any
Mario
reason
is
why.
Epic? What's
why
even going on in that?
Oh.
Why is he collecting whatever he's collecting? Why is he jumping on flagpoles?
Why isn't he coins?
That's epic.
But it's more of a storyline.
I
Zelda
fought Goombas for
Zelda?
30 years. What are you talking about? It's about the same.
Oh, what's
two
the storyline of Mario Brothers? Oh, he wants to jump on a bunch of mushrooms to collect coins. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
he never got coins in the mushrooms.
No,
I'm pretty sure they drop coins when you jump.
No, they never did.
No,
thinking of Sonic the Hedgehog.
None of the bad guys ever dropped anything.
All nothing.
Right. All right. I haven't played Galaxy in like 5 years.
Except for the turtle shells.
I'm talking about right from the first one.
Grabbing the turtle shells were always a pretty good move.
Yeah, but you never got money
so you collected coins, jumped on top of flagpoles, and jumped on top of mushroom heads. Like,
speaking of the Zelda movies, I don't know why people can't just knock on Peter Jackson's door and answer the keys to the Lord of the Rings set and crank one out. I mean,
because you know what? Which one would you do? Like, it's kind of like Final Fantasy,
the
movie. It's so epic that like
you could kind of just make up your own storyline.
They all have the
one.
Same story. Fights Ganon. The end. Like,
has he ever had another villain?
No. It's like yeah, he had that one in Zelda 2, whatever the hell that thing.
That was
supposed
you was a shadow of yourself. You were initially
the
bad guy.
Dark Link.
That was it then. It was always Ganon.
Yeah. But I mean, is that the only reason the video game movie sucks?
So
they change it? No one can think of a video game movie that they tried to keep on the storyline and
Resident
it still sucks.
Somewhat.
Oh, dude, they diverged from the storyline so much.
Well, Resident Evil? That was the first two.
The movie.
Yeah, they did.
Not the first two.
Absolutely.
There was no Jill Valentine in the movie.
The second one there was.
But the first one, there wasn't.
All right, like I said, though, try to make it more marketable instead of having actual characters like Chris
Silent
Redfield.
Hill
they,
was pretty.
Put in
I would have watched the first one if they would have stuck to the story.
We all would have, but I'm saying as far as video game movies go, Stefan's right. That wasn't that bad, and it didn't
Silent
veer
Hill
that
too,
far away.
A lot of these like horror movies they kind of stick to because it's a horror genre, so you can kind of sell it on that. But like Silent Hill, they pretty much, you know, stuck, you know, maybe the characters were changed, but, you know, it's a concept. It's like they're going to a town that's possessed by the devil or whatever the hell. So
fuck that shit.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I
but
guess.
That's not even scary.
It's not. Yeah, you're right. It's not. But I mean, speaking of which, Evil Dead.
But I mean, like, who do you guys think gave the green light to, like, let's say the original Street Fighter movie? Like,
it was the most popular game of the time.
Yeah,
it was a no brainer.
But I mean, who read the script? Who read the script and said, "Yeah, this is the way we want to go with it."
I bet you, if you look how much money they made a killing on that movie. Every little kid saw that movie in the theaters.
No, it did moderate. I looked at it.
Just moderate. What about Mortal Kombat? That movie did fantastic.
It did.
That movie was actually legitimately good. The first one was good.
The second one was terrible. The
second one was very random. Like different characters would jump in all the time and yelling out like Chinese fortune cookie sayings. He'd be like. They'd bust. They'd
jump for one of these things.
Like, I don't know. Fucking today's your lucky day. Fucking go play the lottery.
Shang Tsung would just jump out and be like, "Lucky number's 2740."
Konnichiwa is hello in Japanese.
No, they really tried to pack in the characters in number two, and it didn't work out. The number one had somewhat. I don't want to say
had
plausible,
all the seven
but
characters.
A straight
I'd probably
up story.
Say that Mortal Kombat was the only good video game movie ever.
No. Are we gonna go do this in order, or are we just gonna go right to the good ones?
No, I got
a couple
good
ones
written down.
Didn't we?
I got a couple good ones.
No,
written
well,
down.
I didn't go into the bad ones yet.
What are you talking about? We already did. Like,
no, I have all of them written down.
No, we got a couple.
Yeah, I do.
Double Dragon? You ever see it?
That movie was not bad for what it was.
Look,
me
and Stefan did initially like it, but it was a terrible movie.
It
had nothing to do with Double Dragon.
All right.
We did like it because we were kids.
What was really that terrible about Double Dragon compared to, say, Mario?
A Bobo, first of all, is a good guy that is like a street punk kid that they put steroids
in. But Double Dragon, the story is so stupid. It's like, how are you going to expand on that? It's the same kind of...
The T-1000 was the bad guy? Like...
But like, I'm going to go back to the fact that... Double Dragon storyline is terrible.
You had Mark Dacascos and Brian Cox as Billy and Jimmy Lee.
That's a weak point. But like,
I mean, you could
write
it.
The video game itself storyline was terrible. Like, it's like a bunch of guys.
What are you talking about? It was the most realistic video game of all time.
The girlfriend gets kidnapped at the
end. that's the most realistic game plot of all time.
And
they
fight your brother.
Kidnapped your girl, and you got to fucking bop your way to her.
And then you fight your brother.
Not realistic at all.
But they could have made a good movie.
I came up to your girlfriend. Annihilated in the stomach, throw over my shoulder. You'd just be like, "What? Well, we gotta call the cops." You can punk out.
No, I know where you live,
dude. What they really should have done is just get Liam Neeson to play Billy.
Who's Liam Neeson?
Neeson, oh. And hit it up like Taken, where he's just like,
"Dude, why are you so old?"
Well, he was young at the
time.
Like,
you're dating this girl. She's gotta be like 22.
He was young at the
time. Why are you 65?
They came out.
Ew.
I mean, as far as the bad ones go. Double Dragon's bad. Mario, obviously. Wing Commander was awful. All
right, I'll give it.
Stuck in with the Scooby-Doo cast. And there was a Mark Hamill, which was kind of a bummer.
Well, they did have what's-his-face, though.
Malcolm McDowell?
Malcolm McDowell, yeah. Let's get an English guy to make this movie more legit.
Oh, you got to have a... To make a movie legit, you need one English guy to add that fucking accent.
That's true.
DOA... Remember Dead or Alive, the video games? They had.
I didn't see the movie.
I do remember that movie.
I remember doing horribly.
Max Payne.
That oh my God, with Mark Wahlberg.
It looked cool. Like the actual.
What about Hitman? Hitman? Shitty movie.
It did well enough to merit a sequel. Sequel's coming out.
Yeah.
Or reboot. I think it's a reboot.
As far as video games movie goes, that was one of the better video game movies.
It really was.
It's pretty silent.
I'm not saying it's a good movie. I didn't like it. Video game movies.
That's the whole reason. Right,
like,
that's the whole reason for this discussion, because it was one of the
Prince
better
of Persia
ones.
Was
it's
a
still
really good
such
movie.
A shitty movie.
Giant Jack Despite just having... threw a lookout though, where he was just like, "Is he gonna buy this?" He's like, "I don't believe what I'm saying, but is he gonna?"
No,
because
I'm talking about a movie that I don't like, and I'm like, "But it's one of the better video game movies."
It did.
Okay, so
better
it's
in the
one
box
of the
office.
Better than shitty right. movies.
Here's
I'll give
one
you
name
that.
Why my movie, by video game movies suck in general. UA Boll. He's a fucking Austrian director that has done the whole series of movies of video game movies. He's done the Blood Rain movies. He's did Postal, House of the Dead.
That was just terrible.
Fucking Alone in the Dark.
Another bad one.
In the Name of the King. Like, these are all just video game movies, and they got this fucking piece of shit director guy.
I hate this guy now. I never even knew about him.
Yeah, but is it him or is the writers who are just absolute
I think he wrote direct.
It's got to be him at this point. They can't just be like, they can't just be like writers coming to this guy.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, these writers are like,
have you ever seen House
how
of
do
the
you
Dead?
Have a job? That movie's so bad. They, how do you have a job doing this? It's like, I could write better than this. And fucking, I have like the writing level of a 5-year-old.
But they literally use video game clips of House of the Dead in the movie.
Yeah, no,
like,
I saw it. It's terrible.
Like when they got when
that's
they
like
go
the APOC of shitty movies.
Apex.
Whatever.
I was wondering what that meant.
What was it?
I was talking about Tupac for a second.
I was talking about X-Pac. What was it? But
Nicaragua.
Yeah, you totally threw me off of my game, right? What was I saying? Oh, yeah, these shots of the video game when you're going in and one of the scenes where they go crazy and all the good guys are shooting those zombies, they're like literally showing the video game. That's like watching the Doom movie with Dwayne the Rock Johnson. And instead of having that kind of cool first person shooter scene, it's just a show in the Doom, the 16-bit Doom game. It's like,
that movie too, Doom, right? That was a movie also.
That wasn't bad though. I actually did like that film.
I didn't like it. I liked that one scene. I thought it was cool.
It had Rock and it had fucking from.
I'm aware of the cast. I just didn't like the movie.
No, I had the guy from Lord of the Rings and Star Trek.
Which one from Lord of the Rings?
He's the fucking guy who the he's
8
like
million people.
I understand. The second guy in command of Rohan, the one of the you know
Keith Urban, the dude.
Yeah,
from
he's
Judge Dredd.
He's like the manga guy.
That's the shit.
Yeah, he was in Judge Dredd too. That was a good
movie.
Is
awesome.
I don't even know that guy.
No,
you might have just named your neighbor.
Second in command.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that wasn't bad. Like Doom. You want to go on to? Does anyone have any bad ones that they want to say?
Oh,
no, I mean, I could go on and on about the bad ones. Let's dive into some of the ones that did it right and how they did it right. Pokemon was very successful.
Pokemon
I actually
awesome.
Liked the movie when it came out. The
but
first
initially,
one.
That was a cartoon series.
Yeah, it's a cartoon series.
That became
not
a video game
shit, right,
that
yeah.
became a cartoon series in America.
And a comic book. That's not really a good example. Like,
wait a second. Pokemon was a video game first.
It was a comic book,
I'm almost
bro.
Positive it was a card game.
It
in
was
a TV
game.
Show.
Yeah.
Then it was a video game.
Yeah, dude.
And then it was a movie.
Yeah.
I played the video game before I watched the show.
In America, no, America, I think in America it came out, I think TV show, video game, movie. Or maybe even video game, TV show, movie.
Yeah, I don't see me watching the show.
Yeah, but that's
because
just like
I was
80s.
Too old to watch the show.
You were,
like,
I guess when
I was
we all watched it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I fell in love with the video game before I watched the show. I wasn't just coming home and watching
school,
WB11.
Yeah. I'm sorry. None of us could be doing drugs behind the fucking school like you.
Right.
Yeah, that's fucking lame.
Right.
Anyway, so Prince of Persia I thought was a great movie. And
do you not have a school? Do you
only
not
had
drugs?
Jake Gyllenhaal as the main lead actor, which is pretty terrible. And it still did pretty well. Maybe not so great in terms of home box office sales, but internationally it did fantastic.
It's one of the higher grossing films internationally.
I'd have to say probably one of the largest grossing films out of video games.
What's that?
Ever. Prince of Persia.
Oh yeah, Pokemon,
Jake Gyllenhaal,
Prince of Persia.
Yeah, it's a pretty good.
Particularly my favorite, video, the only one that I was done perfectly was the manga animated Street Fighter 2 movie. It had a fucking sick ass soundtrack from it was made in the mid 90s, so
that's
it had
a cartoon though. That's
you're gonna go straight to VHS movies? I'm sure there's some great ones. Yeah, G.I. Joe had some great ones.
It's not a video game.
That wasn't a video game.
Sure it was. It was a video game.
Way after the show.
Transformers was fantastic, too. I mean, come on.
Transformers, the new games are pretty good.
I mean, Transformers was...
It wasn't like a TV show. It was a fucking movie that was made in Japan. And it's like those manga movies are legitimate movies.
Wasn't G.I. Joe a fucking...
What the fuck is the difference between the Street Fighter movie and the Pokemon movie?
Ninja Turtles. That's another example you could go with. They had pretty good video games.
They had awesome video games, but they were a fucking comic book.
All right, and they're also
they
cartoon,
were a comic,
so.
Then they were a show.
That's
then
what
they
I'm
had
saying.
Like,
it's a very gray area you're going into.
Ninja Turtles had some great.
Well, how is it a gray area? I said Street Fighter.
No, not
too.
You. I'm talking about Ken and Dan.
No, people, you guys are going up. I'm talking about video games first that became movies.
Well, technically, Pokemon was a cartoon or a card game or some shit.
I wasn't aware of that when I wrote that down. Lara Croft Tomb Raider did very, very well.
That's because Angelina Jolie was dope.
Yeah, she was.
Who
was,
actually
it
saw
was,
that?
It
film.
Was it was Angelina. And
who
Prime
actually
saw it? It was Prime Angelina.
I think I saw a couple of those with Vince Vaughn in it, right?
I don't even know who was in it. Never saw it.
John Voight.
That's
John,
her dad?
Got to pretty much be the same guy.
Yeah, he was playing like her dad in the movie, too.
Whatever.
I don't know. I never saw that flick.
That had to be awful.
I didn't really like the video game so much. I wasn't really attracted to the movie.
Yeah.
Well, you like the new one. Both. The movie's coming out, too. They're doing a reboot. I don't know who's playing her,
but it's like there's
Fox.
Legitimately good storyline video games out there they don't even try to go with. Like
Warcraft.
I was thinking Warcraft, Starcraft.
I mean, Warcraft, I don't know how they would focus that into a movie. Like, focus it into
not like the world
regular
of Warcraft, but like the initial story, like from the video
right.
game.
Right. Even with the initial, before this the MMO came out, I don't know how they could
It'd
focus on
much,
one particular character.
It's too much, I think.
Right. I don't think they could do
Starcraft
it
Starcraft
well.
Is awesome.
They could focus on characters. It's very character driven.
I think, I'll tell you this, I think if they came out, it would do fantastic.
Leisure Suit Larry deserves a movie.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He has one. It's called Porn Out.
Yeah.
He never got laid.
No, he did not.
He never got laid in those movie games, man.
Really?
I think one or two of them at the end he got some, but like he basically never got it.
No,
he always came mad close.
No, the newest Leisure Suit Larry, I thought he was getting it all over the place.
I thought he was slaying pills.
Magna Cum Loud. No, yeah. I played that game through, and there's a lot of beer pong, a lot of fucking flip cup, but you never got in.
Damn. No pole slaying, huh?
Nope.
Wow.
It was rough. That was just his deal, though.
What was his deal? Giant case of blue balls.
Yes.
Good old Leisure Suit.
Leisure Suit Larry.
R.I.P. Leisure Suit Larry.
Bring him back. I like him.
No.
He was funny.
Leave him dead.
Bring back the LucasArts games. Those games are fantastic.
They don't make shitty...
They don't make shitty games anymore. They don't make anything anymore. They're just like, I'm kind of lazy. We're going to sell our shit to Disney. Let them take over.
You know who made these terrible PC games was Sierra. All those King's Quest games were fucking boring, yo.
Yeah, so I rarely say just... flat out, a game sucked, but they sucked.
They got bought out by Blizzard.
What about movies? Moving on, movies turned into video games? You know, like video games based on movies. Do you guys think they're better than...
So stamped out.
They're short. Like, they're always short. They always just throw them out with the movies.
Yeah, so boring.
Some of them were good, though.
Nah.
I think we had fun being Giant, at least, with the Lord of the Rings games.
Oh,
when
they were fun.
Those were
nice.
They were
that's
a hack and slash. They were fun.
They were nice.
That's because, look, dude, they make like a million different fucking products for Lord of the Rings.
They made like a Hobbit game, too.
Right, but they made the three video games.
They made way more than that, bro. You're out of your mind if it was just three. They probably made
I'm talking about the ones
based literally
specifically
on
the
movie.
I mean, dude, they literally have an RPG right now that's out that did terrible. That's just based on Lord of the Rings. Came out like a year ago.
I don't think that's based on the movie, though. That's based on the world, right? Is that like
you can't really say it's just based on the movies. It's like, yeah, they became popular, but, you know, I mean, it's just this. So
he's like talking about like literally movie-based games.
Yeah, that linear hack and slash type.
Linear hack and slash, like.
All the
it was a fun
comic book movies get a game, but they're always so short. Like the Spider-Man games, the Hulk games.
Iron Man.
This time around, the Amazing Spider-Man was a little beefier. It was fun, and like I discussed in a previous podcast, it had some legs to it. It was a continuation towards the end. You broke the lizard out of jail, and you had to go do some stuff, handle some loose ends. It was a good time.
I don't think you convinced yourself it was that fun.
No, I just didn't want to talk about it again since I already talked about it.
I honestly feel like movies based on games are far better than games based on movies. It's just they're so stamped out. It's just it's the production company trying to make more money out of you. Just like selling toys or all the other shit. They're just trying to squeeze it for all it's worth.
I'll say this. Anybody who knows me in real life knows that I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, and I can't even look at the cover of those video games. Those video games suck.
Yeah, what about Harry Potter Lego? That was fun. Like, all those Lego games are real fun.
Actually, I'll tell you right now, the best actually adaptation is the Evil Dead games are always awesome.
I never played those.
They're all good. I haven't played a bad one of those. Because they're always voiced by Bruce Campbell, so you get the initial actor who did it.
I heard he's in the new movie, by the way.
He's got a bit part. He's not Ash. They don't even have Ash. They didn't even recast Ash.
Sam Raimi's in it,
too,
though.
It's a chick this time.
How would they have Ash in it at this point?
I think he's recast Ash.
Yeah, I guess
but everybody bitch and moan about it. The way they did is probably good.
I think they're kind of doing a divergence off the first movie, right?
They're just making it without Bruce Campbell, it's no longer campy and funny. It's going to be a
straight
horror
movie
now. Like how they initially intended it to be in 1980 or whatever it was.
I don't think I like that as much.
Well, I mean, if you see the prequel to Evil Dead, whatever the hell that movie was with him in it, it's actually a straight horror movie. The one with Bruce Campbell.
Which one?
I was looking it up the other day. I never actually saw it, but I was reading like the dialogue on it and everything. And it's
the prequel to Evil Dead.
Evil
oh no,
Dead.
I thought you meant the sequel.
What the hell's it called? Like, it's like Sam Raimi's first movie.
I just don't know it.
Yeah, it's a straight horror movie.
No, I didn't even know there was one.
Can't be in black and white, but it's not like it's not. There's like no jokes to it. It's just straight horror movie.
So, do you guys think? Here's another question to throw out there. Do you guys think that just like comic book movies, that game movies are going to get better, because there are a slew of game movies coming out with some beefy storylines that we love as gamers. Assassin's Creed's coming out. Splinter Cell's coming out.
That's not going to be good.
I think that the way things are in general, like the how they're doing now with The Walking Dead. Walking Dead has got two games just because the show is so popular, and they actually took time to make them good because there's such a huge fan base. I think they realize that there's more money to be made, and instead of just rushing out something to make it good, and like you'll have more staying power so that people buy the next one you put out instead of just fucking, you know, avoiding it.
Oh, it depends.
Do you think they're looking to make a franchise out of the Assassin's Creed movies as well as games? Like the games
depends
are?
Depends how good it does. If it does terribly, then no. But if they make money off of it, then they're always looking to make more money.
No, but I mean, just like they were going into Pirates of the Caribbean looking to make it a franchise, or
that's Disney. That's the different story.
I mean, you got to be
Disney's always looking franchise.
You got to be careful selling these rights to these games, because Mass Effect, for instance, right? That game is really popular. They made a
movie's
movie
coming
that.
Out. Yes, movie's
it,
coming
but
out.
You need to be real careful making that, because you can legitimately piss off a fan base and piss away a lot of money if you make this game.
Well, that's
going
to be hard because you can choose different people to die in that particular video game. So it's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough to make the story for it. But also, like, you have a lot of money potential out of this game. If you make a good movie out of this, you have a lot of money you can make on this. If you make a poor movie out of this,
I think there's more money to be lost by rushing it and making it shitty than
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
there's then you have so much money to be gained
by a storyline like that. Absolutely, if you make this good, you have a lot of money you can make out of it.
I have high hopes for Assassin's Creed the movie.
Well, I think movie studios are in general are starting to understand that, like, look what they're doing with comic book movies now. Like, Marvel got their comic book studio, and now they're making them legit. They're putting a lot of money into
that's
them.
Marvel.
Right. I think that was
how many years
actually, it's Disney, really. It's Disney behind.
Well, how many
everything.
Years did we sit through shitty comic book movies?
We'll see what happens with Star Wars. Disney really made Marvel what it is
today.
Those
movies make more money than all the Oscar movies, like movies like Silver Lining Playbook and.
That's,
you know,
I mean, look, if you think. You know what LucasArts.
The
what
Hurt Locker or whatever it was.
Yeah, all that. What was that? Zero Dark 30. They don't make that much money.
Yeah, yeah.
But Disney's literally been killing it recently with the movies they're making. I mean,
well,
Avengers is fantastic.
Hopefully they can kill it with the new Star Wars franchise.
That's what I was saying, yeah. I mean, that's the logic behind it, but they've been really good with Marvel's movies, so, you know.
Does anyone know if Disney got a hold of any game? I haven't looked to what studios own these game movies coming out.
We mentioned every week, they should pop a fucking Kingdom Hearts movie and a Kingdom Hearts, another game.
That'd never, be an incredible, that would be a terrible that. Movie. I love that. That series, too. Everybody knows I love it. I know for a fact A Good Day to Die loves that series. I think Eagle will agree with me that would be an awful movie.
It'd be terrible. They should never
going around in that gummy ship with Donald and Goofy.
It would make no fucking sense.
No. No.
Movie,
I'm not even
fact,
sure if they could pull up an animated movie.
I don't think they can even make another game, to be honest with you. I don't even know if that's going to be down.
They don't think so either, I guess.
I'm always shocked when they're like, oh, let's do this game, you know, board game. I'm like, why? Like, just leave it alone.
I got high hopes for Splinter Cell. I'm hoping that's going to be worth a damn. I know Rampage is coming out.
The
I know that's
a video game that you bust down
terrible.
Buildings.
That's the one.
Terrible.
That movie might stink.
I guarantee you there's going to be some accident. Some guy's going to turn into a giant wolf. Some guy's going to turn into a giant monkey.
I'm just thinking Godzilla.
Eventually they're going to give him some serum, and at the end of the movie, he's going to turn up naked and screeching off the screen. Like
that was a really fun game. But
that was an awesome game.
In, like, 1988, I don't know. Like,
yeah, you had, like, King Kong,
lots of movies.
Godzilla, and then some giant
that's
wolf.
One game that has
lizard.
Had numerous reboots
Godzilla,
that
bro.
Were very
like,
similar to the old game, and only the old game was fun. The reboots were never a good time.
Me, Barracuda,
same shit, bro. Like,
Me, Barracuda, and A Good Day to Die, one of my birthdays, like, in the 90s, I got the 64 version of that. We played, like, 150
I'm sorry.
Levels. Well, no, it was fun. We played 150 levels. We're like, I don't think this game's going to end. It's going to repeat over and over
on.
Again. And
that
like,
game nurtured my desire to break things.
Giant city blocks.
The new Mortal Kombat movie. That's probably the one that I got the highest hope
Does
for.
Does Michael J. White in it?
Yeah. All right, that's
awesome.
The one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
So you're talking about the TV show that was on, like, the web?
Wait,
or?
Is it Annihilation, or was Annihilation the old one?
I don't know.
It's like some killer word like that.
You didn't give me a little...
some epic word.
You didn't give me a little list to look up. I don't
you're
know.
Right, I didn't. I guess now we're going to go into Fantasy Glitch. Fantasy Glitch is where I ask people about a particular video game that they wish that something would happen in, but it's probably not going to happen. This time I'm going to keep it movie-based. Does anyone have a video game that they particularly wish would come out with a movie?
Yeah, two of them. Gears of War and Red Dead Redemption. I would like to see both those in the theater.
Red Dead, they would have to pretty much come up with the same
storyline.
Gears of War, I would like to see, obviously. Anyone would like to see Gears.
Yeah.
You saw it, though. You played it.
The movie?
Yeah, so? I read all of The Walking Dead, and I still want to watch it. So you're literally telling me about, what's that show, Game of Thrones, what's going to happen next season, but you're like, I can't wait to see it.
Gears of War, yeah, I would absolutely like to see the movie.
That's a book. It's a little different. Like, you literally, like, a lot of these games are like movies.
It would have
Mass
to be.
Mass Effect's literally an interactive movie.
It would have to be. They would really have to restructure it. They couldn't just have these massive dudes walking around. I mean, like, they would really have to restructure Gears of War. I would feel that they might even bring in Anya a little earlier than they did to give him somewhat of a
love.
They're
talking like Gears of War. They've been talking Halo for like
I definitely don't need to look at a guy in a robot suit.
Yeah, he's got no personality.
You know, but there was a good web series on Halo they had out.
Yeah, it's called fucking Red vs. Blue.
That was great.
It was a live action. It was pretty good.
Yeah, Red vs. Blue was awesome. Gears of War, I think they would have to restructure it. And like I said, Anya would have to be in it a lot more to give him more of a heart. The first game, he didn't really have much of a story.
Who? Dom?
Marcus.
Marcus?
No, Marcus.
Yeah.
I mean, Dom was looking for Maria. That was...
Marcus' story, he got out of jail and he's whooping that locust ass. Like, why can't it ever just be about that? Well, whooping some butt. It's a mess.
I mean, I'm about it. But
like, he's got to have a love injury?
I don't know. Good Day to Die. You got any movie you would particularly like to see?
There's a whole bunch of
storylines.
The problem I have is, like, I don't want to see one of my, like, cherished games get ruined by a piece of shit movie.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking. Is there any cherished game that you... I'm not asking, cherished game you, like, would wish a piece of shit movie would come out?
But, like, you know, I would definitely love to see StarCraft come out as a movie base.
That'd be cool.
I think it's got a fantastic storyline. Really, like, you know, great characters you can base it off of, too. But I'd be worried about casting.
Casting?
Like, John Rayner. Come on, man. You can't fuck that up. I don't want to see Nicolas Cage as John Rayner. Kiss my ass.
Well, I mean, nobody
He's
wants,
Lucas.
Nobody wants to see Nicolas Cage as anything at this point.
Nobody wants to see Nicolas Cage.
I don't even want to see him serving me fries at McDonald's.
No, you'd be disgusted. Bro. You'd be like, I don't even want these
anymore. Right. You'd probably fire pissed in him or whatever you did in Ghost Rider.
We got to beat the Protoss.
Yeah. No, nobody wants to see that. So, yours is StarCraft?
Yeah, I have to say so.
Bonerman, what do we got?
I don't even know, man. It would be tough for me to say. I play too many sports games.
NBA 2K, the movie.
I want to see Madden, the movie. It's called the NFL season.
It's where he wanders around his house aimlessly just looking at football things.
Yeah, I really got nothing there.
Mine is an unconventional one. Yeah, well, Grand Theft Auto, the movie,
like,
man.
It's a movie, though, already. It already is. And what are you going to shoot a movie of? That's like every movie that comes out.
And who
out.
Would it be of? Hopefully not that talkless bastard.
It would be Jason Statham.
No, I mean, which character
out.
Would
it's
it be
Transporter,
based on?
One through
Crank.
Three.
Crank.
Or Crank, one and two.
Crank's kind of like my crackhead video game. Like,
well, mine was it's an unconventional one, and I'm not sure if anyone would get behind it, but I play a game all the time called Gotham City Imposters, and I'd really like to see that come to a movie. I'm not sure if it ever would.
Never even heard of that.
Gotham City Imposters is an exclusively versus game. There's no story mode. In the beginning, they give you a quick cutscene where Batman leaves Gotham, and all these wannabes jump out and they're like, he's gone, let's go. And the Joker gang is versing the Batman gang, but you have all sorts of makeshift stupid weapons and like football like jerseys with the bat logo on it, and you just go at each other and you kill each other. And they have a lot of different modes of transportation, like a makeshift jetpack made out of pretty much like soda bottles and Mentos, and like it's just a very weird, you have shotguns and you're shooting each other in the face. And
what's like a Game Gear game? I've never heard of this.
No, it's a downloadable Xbox game. I'm a level 100 in it at least. I think I'm a 103 now. It's just a fun time. You got spring shoes, you got gliders, it's a great game to just play versus mode in, and it's funny. The Joker's constantly yelling at you when you don't get the flag. It sounds like the Joker. It's not Mark Hamill. But it's a lot of fun.
Is
and
John
I think
you?
No. But I think the movie, I think they could have a good time with that, with the movie.
Cool, man.
About people who want to be super. I mean, we've seen wannabe superheroes before, but we haven't seen specific wannabe Batmans.
Yeah, just as long as M. Night Shyamalan's not doing them good.
True. Sucks.
Unbreakable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down with that, and that's my credo for any movie at this point.
No M. Night.
Right.
You don't like stupid twists?
I love
not even twists anymore. Just stupid.
No, I like good twists. I don't.
You don't like stupid ones?
No, stupid twists aren't my thing.
He ruined a movie Avatar for everybody. Like, that's a huge had a huge following and everything. He killed it.
He ruined Avatar?
Yeah,
the movie Avatar.
Aviator.
He wasn't even in Avatar.
Nice thing,
you're not talking about. I'm not talking about the James Cameron joke.
Avatar. Yeah, yeah,
oh, you're not talking about the hugely popular Avatar. What movie are you talking about?
Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Last Airbender.
Oh, all right.
Like the thing's name is Avatar. But I guess since Avatar was a monster,
well, you gotta specify. It's like saying he ruined Star Wars.
I mean, whoever named that movie ruined it, bro. The Last Airbender sounds like a guy that's just.
Well, spreading. that was a very long TV show.
Sounds
which
like
was
passing
good.
Gas.
Pretty popular cartoon show.
It was good. I like the show.
Right in your nose.
By the way, I know this has nothing to do with video games, but that's getting a sequel. Also, the second Avatar Airbender is coming out.
Have they signed up M. Night for it?
I don't know. I hope not.
I didn't even bother watching Devil. I don't even fucking care.
There's like an elevator on movie. Who wants to watch that?
I don't care. I haven't watched
nobody. I've watched is that YouTube video, that one guy who got stuck in the elevator for 24 hours.
Oh, man. Did you ever see that
48
video?
48 hours he did.
Did you ever see that video of the, like, little, it's like a Spanish video. It's like a little girl. They dress up as a ghost, and they put these people in this elevator that stops, and then all the lights go out in the fucking elevator, and this little girl, like, all creepy looking and shit, crawls out of this, like, little vent into the elevator and, like, walks up to the person.
They're
screams.
Lucky that little girl didn't get fucking tied knees in the face. That's what I would be throwing.
I'm telling you right now, you need to watch these videos.
I'd be tie-boning knees in the face.
Dude, you'd be screaming like a little girl, too. I'm telling you, you need to watch this video.
I would legit be.
She looks like a fucking ghost, bro.
Give her a Mexican shit kicking.
Yeah, like, whose insurance is covering that when a little girl gets slugged?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh my God.
I guess we're going to close up like we do every week with Coming Out of the Closet. Coming Out of the Closet is a section where. We pick particular games that might be shoved in the back of the closet, but the games you care about, so you keep around, even though you might not be playing them. Giant, what do you got?
Well, since you were mentioned in movies, I picked up one that always was going to be talked. They always talk about making a movie, but they never ended up making a movie of it. It was Duke Nukem.
And it would have been a good movie.
They kept saying that The Rock was going to be a Duke Nukem. And I remember for years they kept saying, like, oh, they're going to make a Duke Nukem movie, and they just never ended up doing it, but... The video game itself was, I remember just being one of the first person shooters that were just like, it was funny.
It was like boobs.
It could have been a guns. Fun movie. You give it could be, still.
They took all the good quotes from They Live, and what was it where he's like, I came here to kick ass, chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum. And they took all the quotes from Evil Dead, like Groovy and shit like that.
Yeah, they really did rip off a lot of things.
You look like
game.
Val Kilmer from fucking Top Gun.
Yeah,
like.
I don't. He's a Guile.
I don't see that ever coming out as a movie because the new game was so god-awful.
Yeah, they really did a disservice in the new one. They didn't make it fun at all. I did like the...
It was like 7 years in the making, and they never like really upgraded it.
I think that was one of the most funniest games I've ever played where, like, you know, when you killed people, he would say dumb shit, and, like, you know, it was very graphic for that time period because, like, Doom... You saw blood when you shot things, but like that thing, like you got to like mash stuff.
And you shot a stripper.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to kill bitches and stuff.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a good one. Bonerman, what are you digging out of your closet?
I'm going to dig out my original NES, man. I'm going to get Maniac Mansion out.
Maniac Mansion.
Okay.
Give it the old.
Okay. No, dude, you're blowing too hard. You got to.
No, just
get some of the moisture on your breath.
No, you got to go one straight motion, bro. Just.
Such a pain.
No way, your games must have never worked.
No,
you gotta,
wait,
all the time.
Did you have the Nintendo where the you had to put the other cartridge on top of it when you put?
Yeah.
Did you have the Nintendo?
Yeah, you know it.
Did you have the other Nintendo where like you fucking you had to turn it upside down for it to work? Man, there was. Like,
I had the cartridge had to be stuffed in.
Yeah.
It's funny. I feel like every new system has its own shit. Like the new Xbox, Red Ring of Death.
Well, at least Nintendo, you could rig it up so it would work. I can't. Yeah. Rig up the Red Ring of Death.
My boy still has original Nintendo that works. Like, multiple of my friends have Nintendo.
You must oil that shit like a baseball glove.
They just, like, pulled it out of the closet one day and plugged it in. They're like, oh, shit.
I didn't even know I own this. It's still in a box.
You could probably get one for, like, $50.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Game Hut sells them.
Yeah.
all over the place.
I mean, you could probably get the whole library on your computer for nothing, but
yeah, you can do that too. But who wants to clack away at the keyboard when you can hit up that old school controller that we all love?
Hey, bro, play some Maniac Mansion.
Yeah. Oh, so explain Maniac Mansion to us.
Oh man, you're like a group of teenagers stumble upon this house, and you go in there, and it's like a series of like puzzles and stuff like that. You're trying to like solve what's going on in the house, and it's like a mad scientist. It was fucking really cool, pretty funny cutscenes. Like, I just remember being a little kid and loving that game.
I remember it.
Yeah.
A good day to die. A good day to die. If we dug around in your closet, it would be fine. Video game related.
I would just love to see another LucasArts game come out. Like, my favorite game of all time has to be Full Throttle. That game was just fucking incredible. Coming out of nowhere, too. Like, I just did not expect that. Like, if anybody here played it, that game is just incredible.
It was pretty funny, and, like, there was one of the first PC games that, like, had, like, cartoony graphics, like what Sam & Max did and Day of the Tentacle.
The new Sam & Max was terrible, though. I'd really love to see it done right, though, because, I mean, it's such a campy storyline, but, like, cool. Like, I mean, like, it's, like, a cool, like,
the Sam & Max or the
No, I'm talking about the Full Throttle storyline. It's just, like, it's really, really well done. Like,
they made a sequel to that?
No, they haven't, ever. But, like, the Sam & Max, they made a sequel to, and that was just terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, Full Throttle, you know, Day of Tentacle. They've had so many good games. I'm so sad to see that franchise.
The company?
Yeah, the company.
Why don't they make games anymore?
I don't know. It was so great, too. They had some of the best.
Gladius. Like, Gladius, I discussed it in a previous game.
Nobody wants to play side-scrolling games
anymore. I discussed it in a previous podcast. Gladius was LucasArts. Was an amazing
game. No one
game.
Plays those types of games on computers anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you could honestly play any of those games on a console at this point.
Yeah, but no one.
Gladius was PlayStation 1.
No, like people aren't interested in playing those types of games anymore where you like you have your mouse and you enter a room and you got to click things and find stuff. Yeah. Like that.
I guess. I mean, like, they don't translate well to consoles at all.
Not that the console, they don't translate well to this era. Yeah. Like,
well, no, I mean, like, Command & Conquer, I would still play with a mouse.
That's
I would different. Never.
That's a strategy game. This is no strategy.
Too, but
yeah.
This is, like, trying to maybe they came out with it on your iPad. Yeah. Like, that's how they
but
would.
So that's a great
so you're talking about, like, Myst? You're talking about, like, your Myst type game?
Yeah, but Myst was shit.
No, no one wants to see another Myst. Those shits were fucking gay and boring.
They were good when they came out.
These games are funny and interact. These games are really funny in their interactions. Like, I mean, it's just Myst is so stale and boring, whereas these games took it to a new level. It's like, you know, let's make it funny. Let's give it a good storyline.
Right.
Bro, instead of playing Myst, just get yourself a good book. All right, that's how much fun that game was.
Game
was about, it was like reading a book. Like, why the fuck am I playing this
or
game?
A mediocre book at that.
It wasn't even a good story.
Get yourself a John Grisham.
Yeah, that, I wasn't a fan of that.
With the coming out of the closet section, just so everybody knows, I always have a rough time picking one. I always, like, this week, I was like... Oh,
Dan's always had a rough time in the closet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not in it like you.
You're
I'm
out
never
of it.
In it, right? I'm out
straight
here.
Out of it.
I don't even have a closet. But you know, this week I tackled. I was like, let me do Jet Moto, and then I was like, let me do The Haunting. If anyone played that,
you know
what I'm gonna
game?
Go with? No, The Haunting.
Like based on
Haunting with Poltergei. Nobody played that game.
No.
You were real quick. This isn't my game, but you were a poltergeist, and you had to scare. This one family dicked you. You were a skateboarding kid, and this guy made, like, crappy skateboards, so you had to haunt him for the rest of his life. You took over stuff like his chair and gave him a big
hug. Did you die on
like,
a skateboard?
Yeah.
All right.
So he, the guy Vito and his shitty family, you would have to chase them from room to room. Like, you would check your map, and you'd be like, oh, Vito's in the kitchen. So you'd go to the kitchen, and you'd start flinging dishes and shit at him, and, eventually,
I asked you to put it over there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, eventually, you would have to scare each person so bad that they ran out of the house and you'd win the board. But that's not the game I wanted to talk about.
That was the game you wanted to talk about.
That's a game I want to play again. But the game I want to talk about is something that you guys probably know. It's a series of three games. It's the Burger King games.
Oh, man.
Burger King games?
Yeah.
Fuck
they came out with the Burger King had a promotion with... with 360. Xbox 360,
yeah,
and they came out with some three decent games, man, for $4 each.
Yeah, I remember the little go kart ones.
I vaguely remember
they
that.
They had Big Bumpin', they had Pocket Bike Racer with Brooke Burke and the King, and they had Sneaking, where you'd sneak around and steal burgers or whatever.
Yeah,
those were legit games that had decent graphics,
and they were like $5.
I'm hoping that the new Xbox has this.
I don't know.
Yeah, you had to buy the meal.
Yeah.
You had to buy like a. A legit meal, not even the kids' meal.
Well worth it. That's a good call. I like that.
Yeah, I hope they
do
it.
Have those?
Yeah, I got all three.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're probably worth a little bit of money, right?
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm sure everyone tossed
man,
those.
You can still buy them on Amazon.com.
Oh, no,
as the triple pack.
My bad.
No, they were all legit games. Big Bumpin' was a lot of fun to play against somebody. Sneaking, like I said, was a... I mean, the graphics were better than regular Xbox, and Xbox 360 came out, and if you were dying for a game, they had a little,
maybe a little
meat
bit
on
grub.
The bones. Yeah, they had a little meat on the bones. No?
If you wanted a burger and a game.
A little sneaking.
Pocket Bike Racer was probably my favorite one out of them.
I never played. I vaguely remember the promotion at this point. Now that you mention it, but I do remember it. Like
I bought them originally because I was, and I'm a recovering achievement whore. So I bought them just to get the achievements. They didn't have the legit 1,000 points that most
like 200.
Yeah, it was something like that. Like Shank or something. Like what is Shank?
All
the
arcade games have about 200,
mm-hmm.
unless there's like add-ons you can get to the game, and then they.
I think it depends on how much you pay for it. At this point,
no. Yeah, because the legit games, like when you buy like the legit games, you have like 1,000 points. But mm-hmm. if you get like Worms, only had 200. Like Double Dragon, only had 200.
Right.
Surprised Xbox doesn't give you shit for getting achievements. It's like, what if you get like the world's most achievements? Shouldn't you get something for
you're
that?
A fucking
like,
homo, then.
No, I think
I mean,
if
whatever.
You,
I mean,
well,
like,
if you get over
a lot of money on that company, they should do something.
If
for
you
that.
Get over 10,000 achievement points, then you get a break on your Microsoft points.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, really.
Yeah, I rent games for less than the rest of you chumps.
10,000?
Yeah.
I think he's lying.
No, you get to become
smells
a,
to me.
You get
like
to
a
become
lot.
A pro
like a
member. You guys see that helmet that my avatar wears? The
Nah, don't see
you,
that.
You got a nice little crown for your avatar?
Yeah, I got that. In
my
addition, I pay less for movies.
Guy.
I don't rent movies from Xbox.
All right, well then, I mean, it's not going to help you.
I mean, I didn't realize you could even do that.
I rent movies constantly from
Xbox.
Yeah,
but Microsoft points don't just go to movies. They go to like...
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mess around with the arcade a lot. I usually with the movie stuff, if I was going to mess online, stream a movie that's not on Netflix, I would go to iTunes usually.
Yeah, but I mean, you play that on your regular TV?
No, I with Windows 7, you could stream it to any TV in your house.
Windows? All right. I guess. I just don't bother. I just grab my controller and just rent them. You don't have to stream them. You download them into your Xbox and then play it, and then it erases.
Well, I mean, iTunes,
you
don't download them. You literally just stream
Fuck
them.
Fuck iTunes.
I'm just saying. All right. Well, I mean.
What kind of gaming advances are they coming out with?
iTunes?
Yeah.
The Apple's only the biggest hardware manufacturer in the world.
Whatever. Hook your boy Bill up.
Some
I mean, like, throw him a bone.
Some of the biggest of gaming advances as far as, like the little iPad games and all that shit.
Bill Gates is almost
That's
broke.
Where I could see these strategy games coming into effect.
They'd be fucking awesome.
The
iPad?
They're
yeah.
sick.
iPhone.
They're sick.
Like,
I play
like Sam and Max on
well,
that.
You know what? Yeah. Maybe I should do that next podcast.
Get a programmer to make a fucking game.
Well, no.
For us.
Just get into some of the games because I play a lot of real-time.
That's
time
where all the games are going to. It's
well,
just,
the real-time strategy yeah. games are.
RTS you can play on the phone easy.
Well, not on the phone. On the iPad, they're incredible.
The only game I could say that was kind of like those old days tentacle full-throttle games was the new Walking Dead game.
Yeah, that was.
It was just like that.
But you could have it on a phone.
No, they did have it on. You could actually buy it right now on your iPad or iPhone.
I didn't know that.
And my friend's girlfriend bought it on that system, and she said it was 10 times more fun on that than using the controller.
Controllers mm-hmm. are terrible for that kind of
because it kind of felt like you were reaching for stuff all over. Like when you're in the fights, it felt more intense.
I have it on the iPad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's much more interactive, and it gives you something to do to tap. Because the regular video games, like the they have a Splinter Cell for it and stuff, those games actually lack on the iPad.
Yeah, because
it's
yeah,
so the, awkward. The tap games are a lot better.
Did any of you suckers play GTA 3?
Yeah, I played it. It's
yeah, sliding your thumb. I don't know about anyone else. My thumb gets a little greasy. Yeah. Like it's not
a little greasy.
Yeah, a little greasy.
Doing foul things in that world.
Yeah,
right.
You could rock it on the iPad though.
Honestly,
put it on the iPad. It's 100 times better.
Heading towards that, the mobile gaming.
I can put it on. I mean, it's part of my iCloud. I guess I could try it on the iPad.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm just replaying Grand Theft Auto 3 at that point.
I mean, yeah, but it's sweet.
Again, if my man CJ was in it, I would play it. But
CJ, come on, bro.
That's a dude.
Is that his name?
CJ's a black guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, what the hell's his name? Like the Ray,
he's the guy.
Ray
he's Liotta nothing.
Character.
He's nothing.
Oh, shit. They got Vice City now?
Did they?
Yeah.
On iTunes?
What was that guy's name?
At this point, we're all just checking out cool
City.
Shit on our
it's
iPhone.
Vice City.
So I'm actually just going to go.
All right, so are you going to...
But I said it's the one with all the 80s music, right?
Yeah.
The game was so fucking
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, of course. All right. So until next week. Next week's going to be a giant week for us. We're going to have all the GOW double barrel shot that we're taking on Tuesday. If you want to ask us any question or you want to discuss something or send us a sound clip and we'll definitely play it on the air, hit us up at
Ace Squad Gamers. That's our Twitter, or asquad13@yahoo.com.
Nice. So or we got a Facebook. That. If you want to look up just Ace Squad, what we like to do is send out little funny video game memes and whatnot. We don't really do the news on it, but it's good for at least 4 or 5 little giggles a day, I guess.
Cool, man. I want to thank Bonnerman for coming in, and Good Day to Die for coming in today.
Always, yep. Man.
Yep. Word.
All right. So I guess I'll see you guys next week.
All right. See you.